ZM Podcast from ZMOnline.com.
Hey.
Hey, Amy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Where are you right now?
I'm in... Where the hell am I? I'm in Canada somewhere. Wait. What town is this? Calgary.
Where am I? Am I wearing pants right now? Wow. And are you heading back to New Zealand?
Yes, soon. Let's see, we've got a couple more days in Canada, and then we go to Japan for a couple of weeks, and then we'll be there in New Zealand.
Cool. February 21st at the St. James. Tickets are on sale right now. And you've been here before. How did you find New Zealand last time?
It was awesome. It's so beautiful there. We just didn't have enough time to actually hang out. I feel like, I think I was there two times before, actually. Once was just for promo, though. And it's like just in and out. I'm there for like a night and get to see maybe a bar at most.
Yeah.
But it seems beautiful.
How do you prepare yourself to go on stage? Like, do you do anything before you hit the stage, or do you just kind of obviously make yourself look glorious and beautiful? But do you do anything like, you know, mentally, spiritually? Do you sit down? Do you meditate? Do you slam back a few tequilas? What goes on before you hit the stage, Amy?
Well, not quite. I warm up my voice just for maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes just to get it all ready to go. Otherwise, I'll blow it out in the first three songs or so. The songs have become sort of a lot harder vocally, I guess, on the new record, so I really have to warm up a ton. But other than that, I don't know, hang out with the guys, listen to some music, try to get excited.
Now, the latest single, which we're just, like, thrashing at the moment, is Lithium. And I heard you say in an interview that it's, like, the first happy song you've ever written.
Oh, I wasn't saying that about Lithium. I was saying that about a song, Good Enough, which is the last song on the album, which I think is going to be a single, too, later. But, yeah, Lithium isn't so happy, but it does... And sort of in a place that it's like, you know what, I'm going to let it go and I'm going to move on from this crappy situation that I've been, you know, sort of spiraling into.
Because to be fair, when I heard that, I was like, hold on, it's what's going on inside her head? That's not a happy song.
I don't hear anything happy. No, that's good enough.
You've had an insane roller coaster. Like, your manager, you had massive problems with Dennis, of course, stealing money from you, beating up women, trying to use his position to score girls. He hit on you a million times. You broke up with Ben Moody. He left the band. Things have been crazy.
Yeah, everything's been a lot easier over the past year.
Yeah. How's Terry doing now after the stroke? How's his progress?
He's doing great. He really is. He's come a really long way from the beginning, where his arm was, like, completely paralyzed. And the doctors didn't think he'd ever play guitar again, to we're on tour, and he's doing an amazing job. I mean, he'd tell you he's not 100%, but who cares? Like, yeah. Not only is he alive and you can't even tell, but, like, he's playing guitar and he's really doing a great job.
Wow, that is awesome. Because something like that, did that kind of give the band a wake-up call, like,
yeah,
for you as well? You were like, holy shit, what's going on here?
Wow, he could have died.
Yeah.
It just gives you that bigger picture that you really need sometimes when you get so engrossed in these little stupid things like the record, which is such a big deal to me, and it was a really huge deal for us. But then you got to step outside of it for a second and go, it's just a record.
Yeah.
Like, you know, life and death could have just, I don't know, they were hanging in the balance. I'm definitely grateful for Terry, and I think we've learned a lot from it.
Amy, are you in a better place now than, like, you know, 12 months ago, of course, after the Ben Moody thing, after your manager being a complete loser, after the Terry stroke? Are you happy?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know, I've been happy for about, I don't know, a year now. Everything's just been awesome for the past year. But I don't know, I'm definitely a lot happier than I was 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's so cool to hear. Do you still keep in contact with Ben at all, or is that kind of, you just, that chapter's over and we've moved on?
No, we don't keep in touch. It definitely was the right thing for the split in the band, and we really haven't looked back since. I'm not the kind of person to hold a grudge or anything. It just was definitely at the point where we, I think, both really have realized that we're both better off without each other in our lives.
Mm.
You can understand that. It's taken a lot of growing up for me to realize that happens sometimes.
He didn't get a Christmas card?
No.
And did, yeah, I hear, no. Did I hear you just got engaged recently?
I did, just last week.
Last week?
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh, have you got a big rock on your finger?
I do. It's very nice.
Ah, excellent. And who are you marrying, can we ask?
Yeah, his name is Josh. We've been together for a little over a year.
Cool.
And I don't know what to say. He's awesome. I've known him for a long time, but I don't know. The timing was finally right.
He's the one?
He's not in the music industry. He's a therapist.
He's a therapist? Oh, that's going to come in handy.
Yeah, it definitely does.
And are you making any wedding plans? Like, I know you got engaged last week, but we know what you girls are like. You know, straight away you're into it.
We're talking about it, yeah. We're trying to see when we can schedule it in for this year because everything's so crazy. So we're thinking we might do it sooner rather than later and just knock it out.
Oh, that is so exciting.
Yeah, I know.
Yay. And what did your family and that say? Were they, like, kind of, like, beside themselves?
No, they're excited. They just got to meet him at Christmas time, and I've been talking about him a lot. So they're excited to meet him. We had a great time, and he's awesome, and I think he's great. So it's all going to be awesome.
Yeah. He won't be on the road with you, though?
He is. He's out with me right now.
Is he coming to New Zealand?
Yeah, he is.
Cool. Can we book him in for a session? Because to be fair, I've got a few issues.
He's the mystery man. Can't be seen.
Hey, where do you keep your Grammys? Do you like take them on the road with you or anything? Or are they like?
No. Yeah, right.
You wearing them around your neck?
I wear them around my neck. No, they're at home on a shelf.
Okay, cool. Do you polish them? Do you sometimes look at them and just go, "Wow, I'm a Grammy winning girl."
Down the stairs, they're saying good morning to me.
With the new record, a lot of the new tracks were written for The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Is that right?
I mean, I did do some writing for it, but nothing really ended up, it didn't work for them because it was too dark, but a lot of it didn't really end up working for us. I got some ideas from it, but for the most part, I wrote one song, which is the one that I really thought was going to be in it, that ended up just being a B-side. We haven't used it yet, you haven't heard it yet, but someday.
Are you keen to do more of that stuff? Like if a movie counts your ring up and you write me some songs, is it something you're very interested in?
Yeah, very much so. I'm more into scoring, actually, than soundtracks, because soundtracks really just means they need a song with somebody's name on it. And I think it's a lot cooler to be able to really just write the music that, you know, describes how the characters are feeling. So I'd love to get into that someday after this is done.
Would you want to do any, like, movie acting? Like actually be, like, the star of a movie or in a movie?
I don't think so.
It's not you?
Not only does it seem like a whole lot of work, but I know my limits. So I'm not going to be the person who crossed the bounds when really I ought to just stick to music and... We all know plenty of musicians who shouldn't have stepped into that realm. So
yes, we do, and plenty of actresses who have stepped into the music role. Paris Hilton, what
and
were you
they
thinking?
They shouldn't do that either, really.
Exactly. Now, I heard that your dad used to be a radio DJ.
He still is. He has been all my life.
Is he still a radio DJ now?
Yeah.
Oh, where does he work now?
Well, he works in Little Rock, Arkansas, where I went to high school. They still live there.
Cool.
And he's got his whole morning show. Does a lot of commercials, TV, and radio.
Oh, cool. And does he play Evanescence?
No, because they're not that kind of a station. They play sort of oldies.
But you're his daughter. Surely, you know, you should be putting in the hard
word.
Well,
he has before. He's gotten really excited and be like, okay, I got to play this. Definitely, that's happened. But it's an oldie station, so it doesn't really fit into the program list.
To be fair, you may kill them, you know. You know, yeah. Lithium out of the 7 o'clock news might be a little too much for Uncle Billy.
Yeah, maybe a little weird.
Yeah. Hey, Amy, we are so looking forward to getting you guys back here. Our tickets went on sale like a couple of days ago, and already they're selling so fast, it's definitely going to be a sellout.
Sweet. We're very excited to come there.
Yeah, and make sure you make some time to maybe experience a little bit of New Zealand and definitely come and hang out with us.
I would love to if there's any time. I haven't actually looked at that part of the schedule yet, but... You never know. And might have a day there.
And if Josh, the therapist, has any spare time, honestly, I've just got a few little problems. I've got a couch here. I can lie back. And
you need somebody to talk to. All right, I'll let him know. Hear more ZM podcasts at zmonline.com. Click latest podcasts.